Our expectations are like the air we breathe. They accompany us everywhere, yet we are rarely conscious of their presence. You might assume that your body is resilient, or that it is prone to sickness. You might think you are naturally lean and sporty, or that you are predisposed to gaining weight. You might believe that the stresses in your life are harming your health, and that a night of poor sleep will render you a walking zombie the next day. These assumptions may appear to be inescapable, objective truths. But in this book, I want to show you how those beliefs, in themselves, are shaping your health and well-being in profound ways, and that learning to reset our expectations about these issues can have truly remarkable effects on our health, happiness, and productivity. Don't believe me? Then consider one attention-grabbing study from Harvard University. The participants were hotel cleaners, whose work is often physically intense, yet feels very different from the exercise you might perform at the gym. To change the cleaners' perceptions of their own fitness, the researchers explained that the amount of energy that was exerted by hoovering the floor, changing beds, or moving furniture over the course of a week easily amounts to the level of exercise recommended for good health. 1 month later, the researchers found that the cleaners' fitness had noticeably improved, with significant changes in their weight and blood pressure. Quite amazingly, the shift in their beliefs about their bodies and their new expectations of their work had brought about real physiological benefits, without any change in lifestyle. We will discover how expectation effects like this can also influence our susceptibility to illness, our ability to maintain a stable body weight, and the short and long-term consequences of stress and insomnia. As the following story shows, the power of expectation is so strong that it can even determine how long you live. Beginning in the late 1970s, the US Centers for Disease Control began to receive reports that a worrying number of recent Laotian immigrants were dying in their sleep. They were almost all male, aged between their mid-20s and mid-40s, and most were from the persecuted Hmong ethnic group, who had fled Laos after the rise to power of the communist political movement Pathet Lao. For their loved ones, the only warning was the sound of them struggling for breath and, occasionally, a gasp, a moan, or a cry. By the time help arrived, however, they were already dead. Try as they might, epidemiologists could find no good medical explanation for this sudden, unexpected nocturnal death syndrome. Autopsies showed no evidence of poisoning, nor was there anything particularly unusual about their diet or their mental health. At its peak, however, the mortality rate was so high among young Hmong men that SUNDS accounted for more lives lost than all the other top five causes of death combined. Why were so many seemingly healthy adults passing away in their sleep? Investigations by the medical anthropologist Shelley Adler would eventually solve the mystery. According to Hmong traditional folklore, an evil demon called the Dab Sog roamed the world at night. When it found its victim, it would lie on the body, paralyzing them and smothering their mouth until they could no longer breathe. Back in the mountains of Laos, the Om could ask a shaman to make a protective necklace, or they could sacrifice animals to appease their ancestors, who would fend off the Dab Sog. But now these men were in the United States, there were no shamans, and they were no longer able to perform their ritual sacrifices to appease their ancestors, meaning they had no protection from the Dab Sog. Many had converted to Christianity so that they could better integrate into American culture, neglecting their old rituals altogether. Guilt at having abandoned their traditions was itself a source of chronic stress that could have harmed their overall health. But it was at night that the fears of the Dab Sog became a reality. Disturbing nightmares resulted in the experience of sleep paralysis, in which the mind becomes conscious, as if you were fully awake, but the body is unable to move. Sleep paralysis is not, in itself, dangerous. It affects around 8% of people. For the Hmong immigrants, however, it seemed like the Dab Sog had come to wreak revenge. The result, Adler concluded, was a panic so strong it could exacerbate a heart arrhythmia, leading to cardiac arrest.
Thank you for listening to this clip provided to you by Macmillan Audio. To hear more, look for this title wherever audiobooks are sold.